What about the use of these agents, the single agents, in relapse disease in patients who don't get it up front?
Yeah, you know, a single agent, you get good responses. And I'm convinced that quizartinib is going to be approved. We've already seen the data I presented at the European Hematology Association of the pivotal trial in June. That was the first initial release of the data. And it is positive. There's a survival benefit compared to chemotherapy and all of that. That's as a single agent. But we know that as a single agent, the responses are impressive but transient. They eventually lose their response. So now there are instances where you would use that. And again, that'll be the approved indication because that's how it was used. But I think we are increasingly using combinations. There have been combinations with hypomethylating agents of all of these drugs. There's data with midostaurin and azacitidine, sorafenib and azacitidine, quizartinib and azacitidine. And then we're starting to look at combinations with other agents. Those are more experimental and things like that. So I would prefer to use it in combination. There may be an occasional patient, you know, an elderly patient, a debilitated patient, where perhaps a single agent is all you can do. And that's fine. Again, they work better than standard chemotherapy. So that'll be appropriate, even if you don't think you can give them chemotherapy. These are oral agents, all of them. They're well tolerated and they all have a mild toxicity. So.